Yeah, Tim, my name is Mike. I'm calling from Buffalo, New York.
Hi, Mike.
And how are you doing today?
Good.
The reason, one of the things here is I've never listened in on a call, and honestly, I've been involved in network marketing since July of last year, and with really very limited success, and I blame no one but myself. That's why I'm still in it, because I've never had a quitter frame of mind, but at the same time, I realize the only reason I'm not successful is I haven't really followed the process. I've heard many different theories on how to prospect people with the 3-foot rule and so on and so on. And there'll be times when I'm pumping gas and the guy next to me pumping gas and I'm reaching in my pocket to grab a card and say something, but I'm not sure what it is. I mean, I choke, and then the guy's, gone, and then I don't know what to do. I got to get it out,
Yeah, and so you stand there, and everybody else squeezes that nozzle all the way open so that they pump gas as fast as possible, but you sit there with it on the lowest knot so that you're there longer. I know exactly what you're talking about. Have you listened to Pro Inviter?
No, I haven't. And unfortunately, as I mentioned, when I first started asking this question, I just, I saw brilliant compensation when I first got involved with this company. And I signed up for your newsletter. And to be honest with you, I just read your newsletter for the first time this month's newsletter.
Okay.
That's why I'm calling, because I know I have to make a change. It's just...
All right. Well, that's awesome. And I wasn't asking you that, holding your feet to the fire, that I'm not going to give you an answer unless you bought it, okay? I was asking you from the perspective that I want to give you an answer to this, but if you hadn't listened to it, then I needed to give you more information. And if you had listened to it, then I would be able to cut through some stuff. But so that was the reason I was asking. All right. So number one is that it would be a very good idea for you to listen to it several hundred times. The second thing is that anytime I walk up and I am going to try to prospect someone, I do the same thing you do. I crash. Okay? Now, I can bull my way through it and get myself to actually do it, but it feels so intrusive for me to do it. And I finally determined exactly why that intrusive feeling actually occurs. It's because it's intrusive. It's violating. However, now my daddy would stand at a gas station and he would have a conversation with five people who came into that gas station. Okay? Now my daddy wasn't prospecting. But my daddy would stand there and he'd say, nice day, what year is your car? Do you like it a lot? He would stand there and he would talk. And all my daddy was doing was greeting. Now, my dad also built furniture. And he would get to talking to the guy, and if the conversation came around to furniture or moving into a house, and my daddy would say, whose house are you moving into? And he would say, I'm moving up there on Moody Sawyer Road. Oh, okay. Oh, well, I built the cabinets in that house. So my daddy was prospecting.
Right.
I didn't know it, okay, but my daddy was prospecting. Now, my dad was the shyest man you've ever been around, but if he would just thought that he was talking about the weather to people and talking about cars to people, well, he'd talk to everybody. All right, my point is that if you have the feeling that you are going to prospect that guy, you can't get the nerve to go over there. And I don't blame you, all right? But if you just thought all you're going to do is to greet that person, and you really have to listen to Pro Inviter and learn the full meaning of what a greeting is, all right? But if you just greet and you just talk, then it is the easiest thing you have ever done in your life. And you will feel so full of life because you have just connected with another human being. And if the conversation doesn't go anywhere other than, that is a really cool car. And he says, he goes, yeah, I just got it. Oh, no kidding. You know, if that's the only place it goes, great. If it goes, that's a really cool car, and he says, yeah, I just got it. What I like the very most is the interior. Come over here and check this out. And so you're standing there and you're checking on the interior and things like that. And then he says something like, well, now all I got to do is pay for it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What a wide open entry, you know?
Right. Yeah, makes sense.
All right, so that's the way you do these. And, you know, I'm just like you. Even today, I will feel as though that I'm intruding and I won't do it. Okay, but I'll talk to anybody about anything as long as I don't feel like I'm prospecting.
You know, I feel the same way. I told my wife that she asks me, you know, what's the problem or why aren't you succeeding? She knows that I'm the same way. I'll talk to anybody about anything. I have no problems whatsoever. But for some reason, I'm just stalling, just getting the people under, you know, in my business, and I don't know what it is. It's just
got the right answer.
Oh man! But that will definitely, that makes a whole lot of sense. I really appreciate that. It should definitely help me out tremendously. I appreciate it tremendously.
It really is. It's the right answer right there. Don't look deeper, man. You'll introvert on this whole thing. And you'll just start focusing on what you're doing wrong, and you're not doing anything wrong. That mechanism is a good mechanism.
Thanks.
All right.
Very much.
You're welcome.